He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on Thursday, May 19th. This is episode 142. Of the Crypto Ballers podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for leaving your 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. On today's podcast, we're going to keep it very, very simple, okay? Top Shot Score went live. This is a newer, updated version of Collector Score. Is it bullshit? Let's take a look.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA, Top Shot, NFL all day, UFC, Strike, Panini America, NFT, and other NFT projects as well, as long as we can do our best to guarantee that they are not rug pulls. Which, to be honest, is getting harder and harder to see as we, you know, keep on traveling down this NFT journey, which, quite frankly, has been really rocky lately. Hasn't been going great for a lot of projects out there, including NBA Top Shot, and NFL All Day, and UFC Strike, and Panini America NFT. All right, everybody seems to be in a bit of a bad place at the time of recording, and we're looking for ways to turn it around, all right, to right the ship, if you will. Top Shot's latest attempt, okay, we had a really big Twitter Spaces just yesterday where we had some of the big names in NBA Top Shot host the spaces. A lot of them were speakers talking about the new Top Shot score. So if you haven't noticed yet, or if you haven't been on the website in a while, Collector Score is gone. It is now officially gone. When you check and you look at the top right hand corner of your web browser and or mobile browser, you will see now it's TSS, not CS, TSS, and the number is probably way larger than what your collector score was, and that's because we have the Top Shot score. It is officially here. But what does that actually mean? Okay, I feel like a lot of people, including myself, see this as a lateral move. Nothing has changed. All right, so before we begin and really dive into what the Top Shot score is, I want to ask you guys a question. Okay, how would you describe Collector Score? The way that I would describe Collector Score is it is a culmination of points that's directly correlated to the moment in question. So if you have a series 2, it's going to be worth, you know, a base set series 2 is going to be 12 points towards your collector score. A base score for series 3 is 2 points towards your collector score. It's a combination of all those points added up from your collection. Okay, I think that's a pretty fair, you know, easy description of what collector score actually is. But what does collector score get you, or what did it get you? It gets you access to different queues to get, you know, for, you know, better chances to get packs on pack drop days. All right, so it was kind of like, it was like the packs were gated, and as long as you had the collector score threshold, you had access to queues that other people, you know, might not have had access to, which would increase your chances, okay? Pretty easy to understand stuff. Now, I feel like this is the Top Shot score. I feel like it's kind of the third attempt now at some kind of, like, scoring, you know, system where we had the, what was it, the baller score? I mean, remember that back in the day? It was almost like challenges. It was like open up 10 packs and it was worth X amount of points towards your baller score. I don't even remember at this point if it was actually called the baller score. It was so long ago. But I feel like that was like the first iteration of some kind of way to, you know, show off, boast your collection by having a rank, okay? Then they went to the collector score, and I thought that the collector score was fine. I think that the value drop off from series 2 to series 3 was pretty drastic, right? You're going from 12 points per base moment for series 2 down to 2 points per base moment for series 3, which was a pretty significant drop off. But, you know, it is what it is. So I think that's a pretty fair breakdown of collector score. Now let's talk about Top Shot score. I'm going to read to you right off of the NBA Top Shot website, and you tell me where the difference is between collector score and Top Shot score. All right, here we go. It reads here, Top Shot score. Your account's Top Shot score is the total score of all the moments in your collection. Each moment, or NFT, is assigned a Top Shot score based off of the price you paid to add the moment to your collection from our official marketplace multiplied by 10. A $10 moment you purchase on has a Top Shot score of 100, you know, 10 times 10 is 100. If the average sales price of a moment is higher than the price you paid for it, then the price that you paid for at the time of the transfer into your collection, your Top Shot score will automatically be 10x the average sales price, giving you the highest possible score. By racking up points, you'll gain access to exclusive pack drops. All right, so there's a little bit of difference there, right? Because in series 2, and remember, pretty much the entire series 3, the collector score value per moment was a flat rate. Depending on like what the set was, if it was a challenge reward, it was all set in stone. They were all worth the same amount. So a base set series 2 Giannis was worth the same amount as like a base set series 2 Mason Plumlee. Okay, they were both worth 12 points. Now it goes off of price, which sounds great. So if you check your Top Shot score right now, your score could be really high if you invested heavily, you know, back at the beginning of series 2. Then your score is probably really high because, you know, you bought, you know, you spent up on moments. But in the marketplace today, if you're talking about buying moments now to try to increase your Top Shot score, it's not exactly easy as the marketplace is in a serious drought. Not to mention, we haven't had a pack drop yet using Top Shot score. So it's really difficult to try to see like what an average Top Shot score is, what a high score is, what a low score is. It's hard to determine right now because it's so new. All right, and we have a 2022 NBA playoff round 2 pack drop set to come this weekend. But there's currently no required collector score or Top Shot score. It is set at 0 right now, so we won't. I mean, who knows when we're going to have an idea of what these scores actually mean. But the general consensus, it just feels like this is a fancy way to try to make the collector score look like higher, more exciting numbers. I saw some people post numbers in the millions, not thousands. I've seen collector scores in the millions. All right, if I had to just take a wild shot at what an average Top Shot score probably is, I'd say maybe around like 60,000 to 70,000, I think, is probably right about the average. But again, it's like impossible to determine right now because it's off of how much money you bought, you know, those moments for. But going forward, I don't know. It feels like there was so much build up and excitement for what Top Shot score was going to mean. But just looking at it here, looking at the cold facts on the paper, it looks like it's just, you know, it looks like it's the same shit, just worded differently. Another thing I want to mention real quick about Top Shot score is we know how, you know, how the point values are assigned out when in regards to the marketplace, right? You buy a moment for $20, it gets 10x, you just got 200 points added to your Top Shot score. So we get that. That's really simple to comprehend, right? But what happens when you open up a pack? Because you didn't buy those in the marketplace. So the way that it's going to be broken down is those moments that you get in a pack, if you hold them, then you're going to get assigned a Top Shot score point value based off of what the average sales price is of that moment. So you're not going to get a boost right away when you open up a pack that has new moments in it. It could take up to 24 hours before those Top Shot score points are added to your account. So when you get a new pack, you're going to want to hold the moments for a little bit. And that way you can at least get the Top Shot score points. Now obviously when you sell a moment, those points are going to be taken off of your Top Shot score. But you know, just FYI, people, I have a Russell Westbrook, a double-digit Russell Westbrook Challenge Award. I think it was a Cool Cats Challenge Award, actually. I have it listed in the marketplace right now for $1 million. So, look, if you want a fucking ton of Top Shot score, you know, Money1834, look up the account, go buy that thing. I'll make you a good price. You know what? I'll give you 50% off. $500,000, it is yours. Go out there and get your 10x Top Shot score, people. It's right there for you. You just got to buy it. All right, now speaking of which, it seems like Top Shot is planning on people manipulating this new system. You know, you can go out there and buy moments, you know, at a higher price point just so you can get more points towards the Top Shot score, which is going to be interesting. And apparently they're going to be flagging some large purchases. But at the end of the day, they're not going to be able to, how are they really going to justify? If someone bought like a pretty good serial number of a 10K Seeing Star. Say there's a Seeing Stars out there. You know, name a player. I don't know. Fucking Paul George. Say there's a Paul. I don't even know if there's a Paul George Seeing Stars. Just the name that came to mind. So say there's a Paul George Seeing Stars out there, and the floor price is about $30. What happens if someone's listing like a nice double digit, but instead of like $40 or $50, what happens if they're asking, you know, $150, which is $100 over the floor, but it's a pretty good number? Maybe it's a unique serial number. Maybe it's like serial number 777. Triple sevens. You don't know why people value certain serial numbers against other ones, all right? Everyone has their own preference. I would pay up a little for the serial number 1834. I'd love to have, you know, a bunch of 1834 moments. Is it the lowest serial number? No. But does it have significance to me personally? Yeah. So I would pay up a bit if I could get a cereal that had sentimental value to me. So at this point, what's stopping people from listing a bunch of things in their account over the floor price by a pretty decent margin? And then if someone's scrolling, they like the player and they're like, all right, I can buy this for $100 as opposed to $50, but it's a serial number I like, plus it'll give me more Top Shot score back as a reward. Why not? So I'm curious to see what's gonna happen, man, because this is a really unique system. And the way that it's laid out, I see a ton of flaws. Now, as per usual, Top Shot is peddling the, oh, you want your team score high, you want your leaderboard high, that way you can get exclusive rewards. But those exclusive rewards, very difficult and very pricey to get. So they keep on making it sound great with, oh, you get all this utility, you can do this, you can do that. But how many of us are actually going to get these rewards? All right, that's what you need to consider. I really wish that this announcement was better. I wish that this was more game-changing. It's a lot of the same shit, man. It's just wrapped up differently. Now, with all that being said, usually I'm like the positive guy. I have nothing bad to say about Top Shot, but man, they have been fucking dropping the ball hard, and it's very frustrating. So, Top Shot score, I'm fucking damn near ready to write it off. Like, I don't even know why you bother calling a Top Shot score. Let's just keep on calling it collector score. It's the same fucking thing, just a higher number, because now they're multiplying how much money you spent on a moment. Well, what can you do with all those extra points? Can I use them to fucking buy shit? No. Can I get pack drops that people aren't really going crazy for anymore? Yeah, I guess you can. I don't know, man. I hate coming on this podcast and being negative, but I couldn't bite my tongue anymore. I really was hoping that this Top Shot score shit was going to bring a lot of excitement, but it didn't move the needle for me whatsoever. I think Top Shot is still in a pretty bad place right now. Okay, the Doris Burke moments aren't driving prices up at all. You know, the challenges aren't going crazy, and they're finishing with about 5 to 6K completion rate, and in the marketplace, they're not even worth close to what the price is to complete of the challenge. So people now, at this point, going into Series 4, I think everyone's just kind of like, I'll just buy the moment in the marketplace after the fact. Yeah, what's the big deal? Plus, I'm going to get all this extra Top Shot score by buying the challenge reward when it's in the marketplace anyway. I don't know. It's a flawed system. I'm not... man, it's frustrating. Now, Top Shot score isn't 100% completed as of yet. There's still some features that they want to make and go forward with. They're saying into the summertime. It's probably going to be later than that they're going to be tweaking it. But I'm curious to see what happens with this system. And I want to know what you guys think. Do you not agree with my outlook on the Top Shot score? If not, please, let's talk about it on Twitter, at CryptoBallersTS. That's all one word, no periods, no underscores, no nonsense. I will also post on Spotify. If you're listening on Spotify, there will be a questionnaire on the podcast. Just click the question and you'll be able to put in your response. It'll actually get pinned to the Spotify episode, so when other people listen to this episode, they're going to be able to see what your answer was to the question, which I think is pretty cool. All right, so that's going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. I'm sorry it wasn't more positive, but I had to get it off my chest. I had to let you guys know, my thoughts and opinions on the new Top Shot score. All right, I hope you all enjoy the weekend. Hopefully the Celtics can pull out a Game 2 victory tonight against the Miami Heat. And again, I was so frustrated by Top Shot score. I didn't even get to talk about Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. All right, the Celtics won 3 out of 4 quarters. The one quarter they lost it very bad. I think it was like 39-14 in the third quarter, something like that. They got really sloppy. They kind of seemingly gave up. The effort wasn't there in the third quarter. And it doesn't help that they kept on stopping the damn game because Jimmy Butler needed to shoot his 18 free throws. That's right, 18. That's Giannis numbers. Jimmy Butler's not Giannis. Come on, refs, let's get it together. I'll catch you guys on Monday.